Portion sizes are often a large point of confusion for clean eaters. Whether you eat six small meals or three larger ones, it's sometimes hard to know exactly how large or small your portion should be. This is my biggest area of struggle, so I totally get the confusion and even frustration. I love to eat, and portion control is my arch nemesis, but that being said, I also know that there are portions that are healthy and portions that aren't. And since this whole journey for me is about getting healthier, as I'm sure it is for many of you too, I have no choice but to consider my portion sizes. We all know that the government promotes specific portions for serving sizes, and dietitians everywhere repeat that information to their clients on a daily basis. But as with most things, I personally find that portion sizes are just a little more complicated than that. 2 to 3 ounces of protein may be too much for one person and not enough for another, despite that being the standard for a serving of protein. So, how do you know how much is appropriate for you? Aside from counting calories, which I know a lot of clean eaters like to do, you can't always carry around a scale or book of calorie counts everywhere you go. You have to be able to guesstimate your portions without being so off that you derail your best intentions. So I did a little research on this, and it turns out that your own hands can tell you almost perfectly how much you should be eating. And for this last lesson, I'll give you a small printout below as well that you can keep in your wallet for quick reference. I will state again that I'm not a dietitian, so you have to decide if following these guidelines is right for you. But please also understand that these are not hard and fast rules. These are simply tools you can use to eyeball whether you are eating too much or not enough. And yes, there are far more accurate ways of doing this. So if this doesn't work for you, bust out your kitchen scale and your favorite fitness app and get more specific. But for those times when you can't carry a kitchen scale with you, these are good rules of thumb to help keep you on track with portion sizes. Protein. The size of the piece of meat or fish on your plate should be approximately the size of your palm. For veggies, the size of the scoop of veggies you should have on your plate is approximately the size of your fist. I often like to make sure it's two of my fists to be sure I'm getting adequate amounts, but one fist is standard. For carbs, if you cup your hand like you're trying to hold water, what you can hold is approximately the amount of carbs that you should have on your plate. And lastly, for fats, this one varies by source, but it's either a full thumb from the main joint there, or it's the top of your thumb from the joint that's closest to your thumbnail. So, the next time you question your serving sizes, do a little double check using your hand, and that should help.